Here's a thought I'll title, An Excuse to Explore the World. Over at a dinner party the other night, we were talking a little bit about art and about each of our ways of engaging art, and I talked about the fact that I'm a photographer. And the immediate question came up, what's so interesting about photography that you've dedicated your life to it? I was fascinated by that. I had to think more carefully about it. And for some reason, in the process of doing so in the subsequent days, I was looking through my Lightroom catalog and kind of came to the realization that I have enough raw files in my catalog to keep myself artistically busy and productive for the rest of my life, which I've mentioned before, and that sometimes all we need to do is mine a little deeper into what we already have in our archives and assets. But in thinking about that, I also realized that that reality of the volume of images I have will not prevent me from heading out to capture more, which led to the question, why? And I realized I had answered this question 20 years ago when I realized that the core of art making, at least for me, is exploring life, exploring the world, exploring our responses to experience. So it's not so much the photographs that I make or the photographs that I capture and never take farther than that. It's just being out there is part of the reason I want to be a photographer. Making the art is secondary. It's curiosity and inquiry that are the primary values for the art life. And when you get right down to it, a camera is simply a marvelous excuse for getting out of the house and exploring the world. It has opened so many doors and brought me to so many experiences that I would have never had without photography to open those doors. For example, I was in China photographing a number of years ago. I was way out into a very small local village and had pulled out my camera and was photographing. I don't even remember what it was now. But out from the door came an elderly man and his wife and invited me in to have some tea. And they wanted to know why I was photographing there. And through my translator, who explained why I was there and what I was doing, I was able to gain permission to photograph inside their house, inside their kitchen. It was a marvelous moment that I would have never had if I hadn't been a photographer. Even if I had been a pen and ink drawer or a poet, it would not have opened the door the way the camera opened the door. So for me, part of the reason, a huge part of the reason, to be a photographer is for the gateway it provides to make connections with people and places and things and events and observations. It's just a fabulous excuse to explore the world, and one that most people, not everybody, but most people understand and are even willing to participate in your project. Another example, when I was working on the project that eventually became my book, Made of Steel, I wanted to include quite a number of portraits in that project. And so I would talk to people and get to know them and tell them about my project and what I was doing and why I was doing it. And eventually I'd bring up the topic of making a portrait of them. And I think, without exception, if there was one, I don't remember it, but I think without exception, everybody said, sure, happy to participate. Feel free to make a portrait. And I did. And a lot of those made it into the book, which eventually got sent to all these people. So it was a way for me not only to explore the world, but to connect with them. And again, for some reason, it makes sense to me that that connection may not have happened if I was a poet or used some other kind of medium. In that regard, cameras are a great introduction, and I suspect it's because everybody has a camera or has had their picture taken, and they understand what photography is about in ways that maybe they don't with other creative media. I may not need to take any more pictures based on all that I have in my Lightroom catalog, but I will, and I will precisely because I know it'll open doors and introduce me to experiences and people that I will value and treasure, whether I eventually use those photographs in a project or not.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.